some years ago when people didn't talk about this stuff too.
No, the elephant's in the room, but just leave them there.
Yeah. How many years did the abuse go on?
I don't. About four or five. Yes, yes, it was that long.
How old was he when he went to Magnet Island?
I don't know.
So his behavior changed in midstream of the goings on.
Yes.
If they happened at 12, 4 years, and he started changing at 14. So he was acting up at 14.
Oh yeah, 18, 16, 17, 18.
For the rest of his life, really, other than just trying to be normal. His army service was crazy.
At one time, he crawled in the cage with the wolves at the zoo. I mean, you gotta be nuts to go sit in the cage with the wolves. And he was not home then, but that was when he was telling me what he did. And
up till about 14 or 12,
he was all right. He was a boy scout. He was everything.
He was fun. He was really a fun kid. I was a tomboy, so it was fun to have someone to play with. I was the girl in the neighborhood that was with, and my brother and I played all the games. Irish Catholic neighborhood. Everybody had 12, 10, 8 kids.
You're saying this appeared before he graduated at St. Francis?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he started mutilating himself and all.
No, he didn't start mutilating himself.
But the bad behavior.
Okay.
The bad behavior. Yeah. No, the mutilation.
He started at
the 20s. In the scene then?
Yeah, Dale was still coming up.
Not when Pat was in his 20s. He went away.
No, I'm talking about the whole time he was in high school.
When Dale got married to Gail, he brought Gail to our home, and that was kind of the end of when Dale became the uncle that came up to visit us, because now he had a wife, you know. He was in his 30s or 40s when he married Gail. Uh-huh. You'd have to go look that up.
I did. Yeah, it seemed like it was around
40. Yeah. Okay. That was the end of us having Dale come on a regular basis.
Now he has three children
that are adopted. Yes.
Nine.
Okay, I knew two of them.
And I, in all my wisdom as a young girl who didn't even know what gay was, and I told you this, Trudy, until I was, you'd laugh because I have friends that are.
I didn't go to high school.
Yeah, but I knew there was something weird about Dale, but did I think it was a bad word? I just thought he had girly hands, you know, but I never thought of any of this stuff. I didn't even know this stuff happened. But I do remember when he married Gail, I honestly, in my early 20s, thought, it's for his political career. That was my naivete feeling that there ain't no way that this is a marriage by the turds. Again, speculation, but I would bet my life on the fact that it.
Go ahead.
We want to go back to when. So that's why we did not do anything, because of Aunt Norma. We didn't want to make her feel terrible.
Well, you talked to me about it.
Lynn Larson was the vice president of the MEA, and she was one of the few friends I could talk about, too. And everybody knows I hate him, like, with a passion, and I had told him he had mutilated my son, and I mean, I have talked about it for a long time, but finally, one day, I don't know what happens to you. When you take all you can take, and then you aren't going to take anymore. I was at work, she was inside the store, and I went out on the porch, and I called Washington, D.C., and I called Dale Kelly. And, hi, Jane. How are you? And I said, I'm calling to tell you, Dale, that Pat is again in the state hospital. And I was sure you would be interested because you're the cause of it. And, well, no. And he gives you this damn double talk. He never denied it. But he didn't come out and say he did. He said, well, you know, when two people are consenting adults and they talk around, it's just like a damn political speech. You don't know for sure what he said, but he didn't deny it. And he didn't do anything else. And I said, well, Dale, we're not getting anywhere. And I said, I just wanted you to know that as his mother, I know what you have done to Patrick. And what the consequences are is he's in the state hospital, and I said he's crazy at times, and I said, the only thing I can think of you is, I can't remember the direct quote, but I would hate to be you and face death. Because our Lord said, woe be unto you that ever does anything to a child. And that's when I said goodbye and hung up. And that brought me peace. For these years, the fact that I had finally done something. And then until Sandy came and said this was happening, and I thought, you know, I can't deny her because this, everybody in our family knows it. My friends know it.
He admitted to it, though, by...
Oh, yeah, by not admitting to it. By not admitting to it. He never died. What, two people? Nobody can know what goes on. Well, I know that. But that's not answering the question.
That's right.
He answered her, but he didn't answer me.
What, when did you know concrete that it had been going on?
All right, he has now, and you have to understand, I don't even know my kids' year they were born. I don't remember things. But the last time he was in jail, he had mutilated himself again, and for some reason he was in jail. I can't tell you
what. Was it when he shot himself through the hand?
It was up,
But probably when he shot himself through the hand. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have no idea the life we led.
Was that in Michigan?
Yes. Traverse City.
I worked in the operating room, and Dr. O'Clark actually came up, a family friend. He says, Sam, come here. My nickname is Sam. And he showed me an ER record. He goes, is this your brother? Kildee is not a real common name in that area. I went, yeah, and I read it. And he says, you want to go see him? He says, I'm concerned. And I looked, and it was shotgun wound at the hand. And, you know, the weird thing, I guess at the time, I mean, it touched me, but I'm like, it wasn't even a big surprise.
He wouldn't let them, I believe he would not let them sew it up. He sewed it up himself. You can't believe.
He was homeless at that time. I believe he was living under the bridge, and somebody called and they took him in. But anyway.
How old was he?
At that time?
Oh, maybe 40? 36, 40. This has been going on continuously.
This is after he's been married, after he's lost his family, and after he's back.
I'm not through.
Okay.
I went to the jail to see him, and I am crazy. I'm thinking, I've had five kids. I did the same thing with all the kids. How come one is having so many problems? And so I looked at him and I said, Pat, I'm going to ask you a question. I said, are you gay? I said, honey, I want you to understand that would not devastate me. I just want to know, what is at the basis of your behavior? And that was when he told me about Dale.
And he was 30?
About 36. I don't know. You'd have to look in the Traverse City police in jail.
And where I erred in my information that I put out in that email, it had to do right around the time he also was in the state hospital in jail. I mean, you have these. I thought they got the information from the state hospital because it was so connected to that time frame. That is incorrect. We feel, as a family, I know we've discussed it, that the state hospital, if he did open up, he probably did there because there may be records you're never going to get.
And he told me then. Yes. That in the state hospital up there, Mom, you couldn't believe so many people are this way, and they're as bad as I am, and he was telling me all their instances that they have self-mutilated themselves, and they're doing all these things.
That he opened up when and he was in the state hospital.
And that he had opened up to them, so they have to have the record, but they're not open now. But anyway, that's where I found out was in the jail.
They're only open probably if he wants to...
No, they're not open. They were a big, big hospital.
I know exactly where the medical records are, but no, there's no way that we'll get them without Pat's permission.
Yeah, you have to have them. Yeah.
And bottom line, I'm going to tell you what, you probably, especially with
because
Susie, not
Susie
backing
probably
she,
backing them up.
Because I do have, my husband's dad was, I've gotten into those records before. My husband was born, he was a patient's illegitimate child in the state hospital, and his adoptive father was the director of social services. And adopted them, really in those days it was common, illegally. I mean, they made an agreement with So I am familiar with the records. I used to have an in to finding them because we were looking for medical records and some other information. But most of those people are, they're in their 90s. They're, you know, gone. I may be, but I'm working on trying to get them. But without Patrick's permission, you're not going to get them.
You're not going to get his.
You've mentioned that Patrick had confronted Dale at his... at Dale's mother's grave.
Did you know that?
What?
At Aunt Norma's grave, that Patrick...
No.
Vicki told me that. I didn't know that either.
Because, see, I didn't go. I'm not having anything. Once I found out, my only defense was to stay the hell away from all of them. I have never gone back to see him. I've never... I saw Jack... about 3 years ago at Susie's when she gave a party or something for her dad turned 80. And
Jack is Dale's brother.
And I went, but I didn't cause. I mean, it's too hard to me to not say what I want to say. And so I just left those people alone. I have never seen them except at the funeral.
So my question was, do you think that Patrick was trying to exonerate himself at that time?
I have no idea. I just know from Vicki. Vicki's Patrick's ex-wife and the mother of his children. I called her because we were hoping that I could fill in some of the blanks. And I had remembered that Vicki had talked to Dale. I remembered hearing it. There's a connection with Sue and Vicki, too, and I'm wondering if she isn't the one that told Sue. I don't know, but I took that chance because I was hoping that I would get some valuable information because Vicki lived with him for years.
And she's in Michigan still?
No, she's out in Utah now.
Okay, she's
and her two children, if you want to talk about screwed up, my Heidi Jane, my granddaughter, has gone from a liking girl to, I mean...
Well, she was married to a woman, had a child.
Married to a woman and had a child and is now married to a man. And Sean is in Traverse, and it's the saddest thing. He is the best-looking kid.
But he's gone the way of
Patrick. Oh, my God.
Well, he's a victim of my brother's...
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people that are affected.
I took Sean in, and I tried to fix him because I felt so guilty. And I have a letter I do want you all to read because it kind of tells... I'm looking for the notes. I brought the actual notes that I was taking when I talked to all of you guys on the phone. Vicki told me that Patrick met Dale at Norma's gravesite or something. Because I said, did he ever confront Dale on it? And she says, for all I understand, it was when he met him at Aunt Norma's gravesite. I don't know what happened. I don't know anything more than that, whether it happened, but she remembered that. She also said that when she confronted him, Dale never denied it. This is Vicki Kildee.
Patrick's wife.
But he alluded to the same thing that mom suggested was that it was, you know, you don't know.
Consensual.
Without saying the word consensual, that he might have even said it, but it was consensual. Dude, it was 12, 14 years old. But the other thing I did remember, and I'm thinking about, is I remember Susie telling me, and a lot of these, you know, this is a long